Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein, your host of the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Yeah, you get it, aren't you? I do the same joke every time. Though. Although, if you're downloading for the first time, you're probably going, ho-ho! If this is what I've got to look forward to in future podcasts, I'm in for a real treat. Although, of course, if you've heard this millions of times, there is no treat. Anyway, we start with Darren Fletcher. He was on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show with Alan and the Montford Pelé, and he was talking about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer should look to Scott McTominay to lead Manchester United.
He looks like the first name on the team sheet. He's been fantastic. The United games I've seen, you know, at Leicester, it was a bit of a flat game and he went thundering into a tackle and got the crowd up. You know, a little bit old school. He's got drive. He gets on the ball. He doesn't hide. You know, his goal was fantastic. And he's starting to find his voice as well. I see him with his arms pointing at people and different things like that. And it's fantastic to see. It's obviously, he's the one who's got confidence in his game now. And he's taking the onus on himself to drag the rest of the team with him. I love his interviews after games as well. You know, he's speaking about being a Manchester United player and what it takes and saying all the right things. And, you know, credit to the lad because, you know, he was getting a little bit of, you know, stick when he first came into the team, as everyone does. The pressure's big. But he's come through that now and he's definitely leading this Manchester United team. And, you know, others should look to him as to how to do it. Get your head down, get stuck in, get on the ball, show an arrogance. Believing yourself when you get on that pitch, you're a Manchester United player, stick your chest out.
Yeah. So, Darren, with Ollie then, he needs at least a couple of transfer windows now to try and shape his side, bring in his own players. The funds should be there. So, United fans, the message is you've got to be patient.
I think that he's saying that being inside Old Trafford last night, inside the stadium, I sensed a patience, to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't sense people getting on the team's back, and I haven't sensed that since I've been there this season. So, I think, especially the fans inside the stadium, they're recognising that it's a young team. They're recognising that Ollie's doing lots of work in terms of reshaping the squad, reshaping the mindset, you know, trying to get these 90 minutes performances out of them. You know, they can see what Ollie's trying to do. I know he's doing loads behind the scenes that nobody sees and getting rid of players that don't want to be there for whatever reason. And as he said, I'd wait until I identify the right targets and not just buying players for the sake of it. He would rather wait and be patient because ultimately that's the best thing for Manchester United.
It was, of course, a busy night in the Champions League as Ozzie Ardiles' Tottenham Hotspur were in action. Danny Mills was on kickoff talking Spurs. Then, of course, you lot were phoning in on the sports bar having your say on national radio.
I did tell you, 3 minutes left. Spurs 2, Bayern Munich 7. Serge Gnabry left North London from Arsenal when Arsene Wenger sold him for £5 million. He's come back tonight and he scored 4 goals against Spurs, all in one half. This one, another clinical finish.
A really heavy, embarrassing defeat, really, you know, for Tottenham by Bayern Munich, who are, yes, they are a very, very good side. Questions now will be asked of Mauricio Pochettino. I just wonder if, had Real Madrid not come back and got a draw in that game, those questions might have been even greater because there might have been a bit more pressure on Zinedine Zidane tomorrow morning if they'd have lost that game at home.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, It's just awful. I've got to tell you, I think we've got an ageing two centre-halves that just cannot keep up with the pace. I thought Arie was absolute crap tonight. And I just think that, as you say, there is something wrong at the club. It has been since the beginning of this season. Something is not right.
But let me ask you, you mentioned the ageing centre-halves, Trevor. 5 months ago, this team got to the Champions League final. You got top four. I mean, it can't all change in 5 months, can it?
Well, it obviously has, because something is wrong at the club. I just think that the way that we're playing isn't working. I think Poch, I said it last week when I phoned up, I think Poch has lost the dressing room. I think he is a lot to blame, and I think he's gone stale. And quite frankly, I do think we need a change at the top to put some life back into this team.
Seven spooky spiders.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Basically, I just wanted to talk about the performance and the deterioration of it. First half, you know, first 15, 20 minutes, I'm thinking we've still had about 4 or 5 chances. I thought we got them on the ropes. But when we missed them, I thought they're going to come back to bite us. I don't know how they scored 2 in the second half, because I thought we were absolutely all over them. And then second half, we came out with no fight, no bite. We were really poor. And then the earlier callers as well coming on saying they want Poch out. I completely disagree with that. Completely. It's all well and good saying, he hasn't won anything. But realistically, you're not going to get anyone better than him. They're on about Mourinho. Mourinho, he may win a Capital One Cup, wherever it is. It'd be good for a season or two. But long term, I think he'll be rubbish. Poch will take a couple of players with him if he leaves. It'll go downhill from there.
Seven circles.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
How you doing, boys?
We're okay. How are you, Matt?
Been better. As I said to the boys that answered the call, we got a number of problems at Spurs. We've got Daniel Levy being the biggest one, Pochettino being the second, players like Sergio Aurier that aren't even fit to lace the boots of half the players that play for Spurs. It's just a complete and utter shambles. 2 goals against Arsenal, 2 goals against Olympiacos. Can't beat Colchester, can't beat Leicester. It's an absolute
Matt.
Joke.
On now to Hawksby and Jacobs. You can find them Monday to Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. or at the weekends in any good old people's home. Anyway, this is them doing what they do best.
There's 2 Rita Ora non-stories for those who collect them.
Yeah, sure. So
basically, Rita arrived somewhere, she was wearing something, and then she arrived somewhere else and she was wearing something. Tremendous, isn't it?
You should be a showbiz reporter, Andy. Well, you just get to the root of it, don't you?
And it's always the headline, Frock and Aura. Rita Ora paints the French capital red. She wasn't even wearing red, really, it was more pink. As she flies in for Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
The singer, 28, was wearing a low-cut mini dress. Who cares? To promote her new material, an Escada clothing collection. I mean, that's it, isn't it, really?
Do you have the latest in our series, I Bet He's Fun to Have a Pint With?
Oh, yeah, go on.
This is Mark Cranston, who is a former police officer, and he has a collection of over 3,500 bricks.
Bricks?
Yeah, bricks.
Really?
So there you are, you're in the pub, and former PC Cranston, he may have been, I don't know, he may have been a sergeant or whatever, but he's sitting there and he says, hello, mate.
There are many different types. I can think of yellow bricks, you know, the London stock, and then the red brick, obviously.
What do you go through all the different
bricks? What other
bricks?
There are other
bricks are available. I'm not sure there's 3,500.
I would have thought so.
But I bet he's fun to have a pint with, don't you? You'd be making a quick escape, I would imagine.
Yes, it's true. Conker trees, because it's that coming up to the that time of year when there's a conker shortage.
This is great. This isn't even an international break.
I know.
We've got champions. We've covered the Champions League football. We're now on the conkers.
It's always at this time of the year that Conkers are in trouble. I don't know why they've got a great PR effort, the people at CONCACAF.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're very
it's
good.
Not CONCACAF, I think you'll find. It's nothing to do with them. No. But you're right, they do. They really talk up the World Conker Championships by saying there's a shortage. They should be doing all the PR for the X Factor.
That's very
they
true.
Might get the audience up.
Well,
it might work, because they're always good at getting a newspaper story every year, Andy, and we fall for it.
We do.
We speak to the bloke who's the Conker Supremo, because we always read the story that there won't be one this year because there's a shortage of Conkers. We get him on, and he says, oh, yeah, we may not have one. And the next time we speak to him is the day after it's happened. Oh, yeah, we found enough. We're a right pair of mugs. We fall for it every year.
Every year.
Every year we go for it, like Simon Cowell on a jet ski.
No Jim White on the mid-morning show, so Natalie Sawyer was doing a sterling job as always with Gary O'Neill and Simon Jordan, and they had Matt Lawton on the show.
Speaking about Mo Farah, there is, of course, no suggestion of any wrongdoing by him, but with this outcome for his former coach, how damaging is all of this?
I think it's hugely damaging, Natalie. At the end of the day, Mo Farah was with Alberto Salazar from 2011 to 2017. And during that period, you know, he enjoyed phenomenal success, won 10 straight global titles, numerous European titles, 4 Olympic gold medals. And the coach who oversaw that success, the coach who actually transformed Mo as an athlete, really, has now been banned for 4 years for doping offences.
It's interesting because Farah obviously was a supporter of Salazar, backed him, and it took, what, more than 2 years for Farah to part company with Salazar after those initial doping allegations emerged. He has put out a statement today, Sir Mo Farah, saying that he's relieved that the USADA, I should say, has, after 4 years, completed their investigation. He says, "I have no tolerance for anyone who breaks the rules or crosses a line. A ruling has been made, and I'm glad there has been finally a conclusion." But by the fact that it took 2 years for him to part company with Salazar and now this final conclusion, do you think his legacy will be tarnished?
I do. And I think it's not just his legacy. I think there's a lot of people are going to get tarnished by this. Mm. UK Athletics senior people there. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, Natalie, you know, I went to that first press conference that he gave in Birmingham after the original allegations emerged. And he defended Salazar that day. And I was in London in 2017 for the press conference ahead of his final track race. And there were lots of questions about legacy. And it was actually me who eventually said to him in the press conference, "But Mo, do you not think your legacy is damaged by the fact that you've remained loyal to a coach who remains under investigation by the United States Anti-Doping Agency?" And he gave a very aggressive response. And I was accused of basically being a hater, and, you know, and basically was made to feel like it was an extremely out of order question. On that particular day, I even met resistance from other members of the press. You know, it was unbelievable. And yet here we are, 2 years later, 4 year doping ban.
Just to point out exactly what Salazar's been found guilty of: he trafficked testosterone, which is a banned performance enhancing substance which enables athletes to train harder and recover faster. There was also administration of prohibited IV infusion and tampered with the doping control process. You've mentioned UK Athletics and their involvement in some of the situation now as a result of this. There will be serious questions for them to answer.
There are massive questions for them to answer, in particular for Neil Black, the performance director. You know, we asked him at the time in 2015 if he was concerned about these allegations. And what you've got to remember about these allegations, Natalie, is that they were, it was a bit like the Lance Armstrong case, in that ultimately Armstrong was brought down by the sheer number of other riders who basically revealed what was going on at US Postal. Yeah. What we had with that original panorama film, and then some of the stuff that some other journalists did, is we had quite a number of people, athletes and coaches and former staff, who were also making who were making these allegations about what was happening at the Oregon Project. And yet people like Neil Black and Mo chose to ignore them, just basically dismissed it. And we had a situation where Neil Black actually, in response to these allegations, described Alberto Salazar as a genius. And further to that, the UK Athletics then ordered a review of Farah's relationship with the Oregon Project. You know, a review that was led by the president of the UKA, Jason Gardner, that was also led by Sarah Rao, who remains a board director of the UKA. And they returned a verdict in the September of 2015, saying that there was no concern. They had no concerns about Farah's ongoing relationship with the Nike Oregon Project. And look how ridiculous they are today.
Jason Cundy here, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of it, but yesterday was 23 years to the day since Arsene Wenger joined Arsenal. Or Wenger, as a lot of Arsenal fans call him. I don't know why. They should know his name. It's not Wenger, it's Wenger. Anyway, this is Ray Parser talking about Arsene Wenger.
When I got divorced, it was a really bad time for me. And he always helped you out. Like, if you need a bit more time or go and see your lawyer. I said, no, boss, I want to train. I just get it out of my mind then, my divorce. And when it come out, broke in the papers that I'd lost and my ex-wife was going to get 40% of my future income.
Yeah.
He read the article. We always used to read the articles. Oh, wow. So what we used to do in the mornings is go and get all your strappings done in the medical room. Yeah. All the players would be in there, all having a bit of fun, a bit of a laughter. And Arsene Wenger always used to walk in. Always.
Did they have a whip round?
No, they didn't have a whip round. And you're getting a bit of stick then, you know, and you're taking it, no problem. So you don't expect it from the manager. So the manager used to walk around, go around everyone, who's injured, how are you getting on, how's it all going? Yeah, no problem. So I'm sitting in the corner, I'm having a bit of fun, I'm mucking about, and he comes in. And he walks straight up to myself in front of everyone. It's packed.
Yeah.
And it all goes quiet. Oh, Ray, I've just read the papers. You've had some bad news. You've just lost 40% of your future income. And in the paper, it says, she saved your career. So it all went quiet. And I don't know what he's going to say. I said, yes, boss, bad news, really. I can't believe it. He went, Ray, where's my 40%? I've saved your career as well. And he walked off laughing. And that's the sort of guy he was. And all the players were cracking up. And, he was a very funny man.
On now to Drive, and Darren Goff was talking about cricketers chasing the money in the new 100 competition, where, of course, the rules are you have to be over 100 to play in it. Sounds a bit silly to me.
Well, they're all following the money because it's some players have confirmed they've already signed up. England's centrally contracted players, there's eight franchises are going to get the first pick. They get to pick one of them, even though they're not going to be able to play in all the games. They might only play one or possibly two games, but they're going to be the face of that franchise. So they're the first to get allocated.
If they'd asked you, Darren Goff, to coach the Oval Invincibles, would you have done it?
Yeah.
What about
the show? Of course I would. Well, it's only, what is it, 4 weeks? 3.5 weeks?
Okay, so hang on.
You still do the show, you don't play every day. You only play like once every, what is it, 4 days or something?
Daz, let's get this straight, okay? I've not primed you for this question, didn't tell you I was going to ask this question.
I coach any of them.
You coach any of the 100 teams?
Absolutely, I'd have coached any one of them.
Why?
Why? Because I like the competition. I think it's going to be good fun. I think it's going to be different. And it give you great experience moving forward in whatever you want to do. To coach and manage a group of individuals, some fantastic players, just some of the names I've mentioned there, is great for your CV. Absolutely fantastic for you as a person to develop your people skills, whatever it may be, in coaching a cricket competition that I think is going to be absolutely huge.
And last but by no means least, of course, it's the best bits of the sports bar, which were, without a doubt, absolutely... Well, okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm actually recording this before tonight's show. But listen, we know it's going to be brilliant because it's the sports bar. Yes, Billy is our stat man tonight. Right, you've got five stats from the night's football, or just from the Tottenham game?
Mostly from Tottenham. I've got a rogue one as well.
Okay, a rogue one. Okay, so here we go. Start.
Five.
Stat number five.
Tottenham's 7-2 defeat to Bayern Munich was the biggest ever margin of defeat by an English team at home in any European competition ever.
Okay. Okay, next one.
Four.
Spurs are the first English side to concede 7 goals in any European competition since Spurs themselves lost 8-0 to Cologne.
Oh, that's amazing!
In the UEFA Intertoto Cup in July 1995.
That's phenomenal. Spurs have broken their... Jeez, equaled Spurs have broken their own record. Read that one again, Bill.
Yes.
Scrolled off it now.
Scrolled off it? Okay. Yeah. Using Twitter for your research, are you? Okay.
Spurs are the first English side to concede 7 goals in any European competition since Spurs themselves lost 8-0 to Cologne in the UEFA Intertoto Cup in July 1995.
Yeah, you don't need to do that every time, Josh. Okay, on to the next stat.
Spurs have conceded 7 goals in a home match for the very first time in any major competition ever.
I mean, this is getting Spursier by the second, isn't it? This stat is getting Spursier.
Give us your best stat, man. Yeah, okay, stop that. Bill, next one.
Two.
Robert Lewandowski.
This
is a bit better. Yeah. He scored 13 goals in just 10 appearances for Bayern Munich this season, more than any other player in the big five European leagues. 13 in 10 games.
Yep. And last one.
One.
Maybe edit the end of that, Joe. It's quite long, isn't it? Yeah.
Thibaut Courtois played the first half for Real Madrid tonight, then came off. He has conceded 81 goals.
What do you mean then came off? He was subbed?
Yeah.
He was pulled off at half time, is he?
Who pulled him off?
Zidane pulled him off, yeah.
Wow. You've been pulled off at half time? Josh, if ever you press the button at the right time, that was it. Oh, wow. That's it for another free podcast. So don't moan, don't go, oh, they didn't have that, it's free. All right, if you don't like it, doesn't matter, it didn't cost you anything. A quick reminder that tonight on TalkSport, and tonight, of course, is Wednesday the 2nd of October, we have live commentary of Lille against Chelsea in the Champions League. Jim Proudfoot and Matt Holland will be talking you through that. And, of course, keep me up to date with Liverpool's match as well in the same competition. And more importantly, me and him over there, the fun boy, who's not actually over there, but it's a figure of speech, will be taking your calls from 10 p.m. on the Sports Bar, as we do every night of the week, including, of course, the biggest night of the week, which is Thursday, after the Champions of Europe Europa League World Club Cup competition. So make sure you join us for that and more. Thank you so much for downloading. There will be, of course, another one available to download or drop into your inbox or whatever at the same-ish time tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe. Thanks again. Have a good one. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.